The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now we're joined by Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Annantara the Marker in Dublin and at Forbes Street Restaurant within that emporium, co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out. Gareth, good morning.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, you have three recipes, all Christmastime recipes and all very important.
Yeah, and really this time of year now, like I'm sharing loads of recipes online and loads of people asking me about things. And so the first one I'm going to do, I think, because everybody is going to do one of these, is the honey glazed ham.
Yeah.
And it's something that... it's easy enough to go wrong, but if you follow a few simple steps, it's handy enough to get right as well. I know it sounds a little bit of a contradiction, but...
So there's two bits. There's the ham and there's the glaze.
Yeah, and the questions I get asked all the time, should I soak my ham? How long should I cook it for? All of those things. And some people like ham that it's fallen apart, and some people like ham that it's just cooked. Yeah. So really, you have to decide what camp you're in, right? And if you like it that it's fallen apart, they're the ones that I say, soak your ham before... make sure you're extracting as much of that salt as you can. And then basically so if you're using a gammon, they're normally around 2 or 3 kilos. If there's a bone in them, they get up to about 4 kilos. You want to pick a pot that fits the ham kind of snug. And then what you're going to do is you're going to fill that up with water so the ham is covered. Take it out of the backpack bag that comes in. Leave the string and the net on it. And then I like to throw in a couple of onions, a couple of carrots, a couple of sticks of celery, some bay leaf, couple of oranges cut in half, a lemon cut in half, and some black peppercorns into the water. And then all you're going to do is bring it up to a gentle simmer. And for a 2 to 3 kilo, you're going to cook it for about like an hour and a half. And then what I like to do is just turn it off and leave it in the water.
So still soaking it all up.
And soaking in the flavour, but also it's getting any of that like salt that's in the curry. And then when it's the water is cold enough that you can reach in, take it out, put it onto a chopping board or onto a plate and leave it alone to let it cool totally. When it's cooled totally, sometimes overnight in the fridge is even good for that. So you do that on the 23rd, and then on the 24th I want you to glaze it. So then you just take a scissors, cut off all the net and the string, and there's the skin part is on the top. You want to take that off, but leave some of the fat on there because we're going to go after that fat and try to caramelise it. At that point you're going to make a glaze, so then you need 2 tablespoons of Dijon mustard, 2 tablespoons of honey, 15 cloves, some brown sugar and a bottle of cider. So if you take a knife and you just run it about a centimetre apart one way and then you go the other way on the... so you're basically doing like a diamond score. Yeah. The more time you take with that, the prettier the ham is going to look. That's basically where you're going there. And then you can either mix all the ingredients for the glaze together or... Brush the whole ham with Dijon mustard. Stick in the cloves. If you like cloves, put more in. If you don't put as many in. Then you're going to put it into a baking tray. Drizzle it really well with honey and then sprinkle it with brown sugar. And reason why I say to put a bottle of cider in the bottom of the roasting tray is then as that glaze is cooking, it'll fall off the ham. If you don't have any moisture in there, it's honey and sugar, so it's going to...
it's rock hard.
Exactly. So as it falls down into the bottle of cider, you just keep basting. So a big spoon, back over the ham. Keep doing that every 15 minutes. It'll be in the oven for about an hour and a half. When you think it's ready, give it another 10 minutes. You want it that it's really caramelised. And then take it out, let it cool, slice it, reheat it just on a tray with a little bit of that glaze that's left, and that's how you heat it on Christmas Day.
Now, you want to talk about roast beef, garlic potatoes, Yorkshire pud and gravy.
Yeah, so really then Stephen's Day and the day after that is where I go after different joints of meat. And my favourite cut of beef, without question, is a 3-bone or 4-bone rib of beef. That's really where all the flavour is. So go into your butcher or into your supermarket, look for a 3-bone rib. Most of them all sell them now at this time of year. And then you're going to need a bulb of garlic, bunch of thyme, a little bit of vegetable oil, couple of carrots, onions and celery. And that's that. Like, I use those 3 vegetables all the time. We call them a mirepoix on the trade. A glass of red wine, 500 mils of beef stock and some salt and pepper. That's how we're going to make the gravy. So take the beef out of the fridge at least an hour or an hour and a half before you're going to cook it. If you have a heavy roasting tray, if not a heavy pan, and I want you to put it fat side down and you're going to sear off the fat. Yeah. What we're trying to do is get that to render out and kind of spill out a little bit. After you've seared the beef off really well, imagine you were searing a big steak. So think about that caramelization. Yeah. The more you do that, the more flavor you're going to go and get on the outside of the beef. Preheat your oven to 170 degrees. After you've seared off your beef, take it out and then put all those vegetables at the bottom. like a trivet, and you sit the beef back onto it, and then you're going to pop it into that preheated oven and roast it for about an hour. That's going to give you medium. So if you like your beef well done, it's going to be in there for an hour and a half, an hour and 40 minutes.
Now, where's the red wine? Is that for me to drink while I'm doing all this?
You have a glass of oil that's in there, but then what's going to happen is we're going to make the gravy. So after the hour, you're going to take it out, you take that beef and sit it onto a tray, and in that same roasting tray, that's where we're going to make the gravy. So then you put that same roasting tray back up onto the stove, turn the heat underneath it, and all the little bits of sediment that's stuck to the bottom of that tray, that's all flavour. That's what we're going after. So the technique we call now is called the deglaze. So you pour that glass of wine in with all the vegetables and all those little bits that have stuck to the bottom. They'll all come off the bottom of the tray. Cook that for a couple of minutes, reduce it down slightly. Then in with the beef stock, bring it up to a boil and pass it through a sieve. So pour all that liquid through a sieve that falls into a little pot, and you're going to have the most wonderful gravy that you've ever tasted. I like to drop a couple of knobs of butter in, just whisk it up just before you serve it. Carve the beef. The wonderful thing to serve with that is garlic potatoes. I've shared this recipe loads of times. Kilo of potatoes, 250 ml of cream, clove of garlic, Gruyere or cheddar cheese. Finely slice the potatoes, mix it with the garlic cream, and then bake it in the casserole dish. And the other little thing I'm going to want to talk about is Yorkshire pudding. So I've given the recipe in grams here, 140 grams of flour, 4 eggs and 200 ml of milk. If you can't remember that, it's equal parts flour, eggs and milk. So a cup of flour, cup of eggs and a cup of milk into a bowl or into a jug. Whisk it all together about 2 hours before you're going to make them, and then leave that batter to one side. Okay. You need to preheat your oven to 220 degrees and pop a muffin tray in there. Then you take it out, put in some vegetable oil, about a tablespoon in each one of the muffin holes, back into the oven for another 10 minutes, and then carefully pour your batter mix 3/4 of the way up the muffin dish. Close the door and don't open the door. Okay. The biggest mistake is people open the door. After 15 minutes, you'll see they've risen. Lower it to 180, another 10 minutes, and you'll have the best Yorkshire puddings you've ever seen. Okay. I'm actually sharing a recipe on how to make them online, so, and there's a little video of showing how to do it.
The last one you have is grilled ham, rusty potato and fried egg, fried hen's eggs.
Yeah,
what are the kinds? The cockstone lay.
Exactly. So you could have a duck egg or you could have a quail egg if you wanted to crack loads of them. So what this is my Stephen's Day breakfast. Yeah. So after I'm feeling a little bit dusty because I've had a few too many fizzy drinks on Christmas Day, I get up, I carve my ham, I lay it out onto the tray, drizzle it with a little bit of maple syrup, and I'm going to grill it underneath the grill. But really what I'm going to teach you to make here is the rusty potato. Peel potatoes, 500 grams, a tablespoon of salt, and you need a little bit of oil for frying. Grate the potatoes on a coarse grater, and then I want you to put them into a tea towel and twist the tea towel. What you're doing is getting rid of all the moisture. And when you get rid of that moisture, season them up with a little bit of salt, a non-stick pan, little bit of oil, and then you pack those potatoes in. So you're basically making a cake, and you press it down, drizzle it with a little bit more oil and fry it quite hard until it goes crisp. Then you're going to flip it over, throw in a couple of knobs of butter till it goes wonderful and golden, and that's served with a fried egg and the grilled ham at maple syrup. Absolute winner on Stephen's Day.
Yum.
Real proper fun.
A suggestion from one of our listeners. I'll be spending Christmas on my own. Can Gareth give some recommendations for single dining Christmas meals? Perhaps it could be a separate slot. You might think about that.
I will, yeah. Well, to me, I'd roast the chicken and ham. That would be rough. But I will have a little bit of a think about it, and I'll come up with something nice for when I'm in next Friday.
Great.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.